U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken praised the Czech Republic's response to Russia's war on Ukraine at a meeting with Foreign Minister Jan Lipavsky in Washington on Tuesday. Both heads of diplomacy reiterated the importance of maintaining Ukraine's sovereignty and condemned Russian atrocities on Ukrainian soil. Tom McEncroe has the story.
Jan Lipavsky met with his U.S. counterpart in the halls of the Department of State in Washington. Secretary Blinken welcomed him by saying that the United States and the Czech Republic are long-time strong allies and partners across many issues, noting that the strength of that alliance is being proven now amid Russia's invasion of Ukraine.
The Czech Republic has been a remarkable supporter of Ukraine in this effort. It has taken in more than 300,000 refugees from Ukraine, making it home, in quotation marks, for Ukrainian refugees, one of the largest in Europe beyond the immediate border states. And it has been a staunch partner in NATO as we work to shore up NATO's defenses against possible Russian aggression.
Foreign Minister Lipavsky responded by saying that Russia's war on Ukraine was a conflict unprecedented since World War II and an attempt to attack the standing international order itself.
They do not consider Ukraine a sovereign state, which means they are against the international order. And this imperialistic vision tends to snowball, so would be let to go away with aggression against Ukraine. We would pay much higher cost in the future for that, as we have seen previous in history.
The Czech head of diplomacy highlighted that it was very important for states in Central and Eastern Europe to know that they are not alone and that they can count on NATO support.
This is a policy of the United States that we can be sure that we have this partner, we have this partnership, and that that you care, that the United States care about Europe. So I cannot stress it more and more forcefully. Thank you very much for your care for European security.
Ukraine was the central topic of the meeting, with both sides condemning Russia's unprovoked war, stressing the need to hold the Kremlin accountable, and agreeing that Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity must be respected. Collaboration in the realms of defence, energy security and human rights was also discussed. The Czech foreign minister has been trying to secure the support of the US for his country's bid to take up Russia's now vacant seat in the Human Rights Council, and he told Czech radio after the meeting that this idea was met with a friendly response from US officials. Another topic brought up by Jan Lipavsky was the possible visit of Czech Prime Minister Petr Fiala to the White House, where he would meet with Joe Biden. The Czech Republic is set to assume its six-month term at the head of the EU Council from July of this year, and will therefore play an important coordinating role within the European Union, the United States' strategic ally. In the realm of energy security, Foreign Minister Lipavsky highlighted the importance of European cooperation with the US when it comes to nuclear energy and liquid gas deliveries to the EU. He also expressed the Czech Republic's support for US diplomacy in the Indo-Pacific region. Secretary Blinken thanked the Czech Foreign Minister for visiting Washington, D.C. to attend the funeral of his Czech-born predecessor, Madeleine Albright, which is scheduled to take place on Wednesday, featuring speeches by Presidents Joe Biden and Bill Clinton. Albright played a vital role in the accession of Central European states to NATO during Bill Clinton's presidency.